Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Hey, you know how you feel, right?
Pushing up praise with Bishop T.D. Jakes, But before we get into a recap of my weekend, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up, CeeLo.
Good afternoon and morning, Tom. How y'all doing?
What's going on?
Bony nachos, baby. What's that?
Bony nachos. Hey, Transformation 2011. Yo, I had the privilege and the honor of sitting up close and personal in front of, like, the great generals in on the battlefield. Bishop Noel Jones, Bishop T.D. Jakes. We're going to call a bishop soon. We're going to call a Pastor Paula White for now. Man, Vicky Winans, Darlene Bishop, Clint Brown. I mean, like, these are powerful people in God, just helping us to stay spiritually grounded. Tonight's topic, young, vibrant, and spiritually grounded. And we got a special guest. Her name is Keela McCaskill. Keela works alongside of one of the best in it. She's going to talk about her experiences as well as her view. You know, God has done a work in her life, and I wanted her to come on and share with us tonight as we talk about being young, vibrant, and spiritually grounded. Do all of you consider yourself spiritual?
Yes.
Or are you religious? Or are you atheist? What?
Spiritual. Very spiritual.
What makes you spiritual? What
makes
you
spiritual? My relationship with my Lord and Savior. And how we work it out. How I talk to him, how I commune, how I worship. You know, it's not like, I mean, it's a set pattern. I got to do it like the Baptists do it like this people do it. I do it the way it works for me and God, and me and my God, and it works. That's what makes me spiritual. It's not religious. I don't, you know, preach a bunch of this. It's my own personal relationship different from everybody else's. So
great response. CeeLo, how about you? Are you atheist, spiritual, or religious?
I would say spiritual. And I say that under the guidelines, under the lines of recognizing the relationship, the humanistic relationships, and acknowledging, like, the angels really that are put in your path or, you know, placed in your life, and just being able to relate. You know, that's what I think is spiritual, just being able to relate the humanistic value in people and myself, and understand that, you know what I'm saying, like, that I have a purpose here, and understand that I'm not just, you know, not just a body in an open space. You know what I'm saying? It's more to me. It's more, yeah, there is a spirit and a soul connected to this human.
Right.
You know?
Yo, two words that I connected with on my walk, I too consider myself spiritual, You said purpose, and another word you said.
Acknowledgement?
Nope. It'll come to me.
Okay.
No, it'll come to me. Toya, spiritual, religious? No, you're not atheist.
Spiritual.
And when, why?
I just think religion, kind of, just to say you're religious, my thought is that it just puts you in a box of a certain type of worship. I don't know if I'm explaining that correctly, but it's just my personal relationship with the Lord, not to follow certain rules or certain guidelines set up by a certain religion. I'm a Christian, you know, my faith. I'm just spiritual. I'm not religious.
Right. Folks, on the other side of this right here, we're going to welcome our special guest, Keela McCaskill. God reveals himself to different people in different ways, and we're going to dive into that right after this. If you only, Chester Gregory, TM Hyman Radio Live.
pain from you saying your last goodbye. What if I treated you right? I could have acted like a fool. You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Welcome back to TM Hammer Radio Live. Tonight's topic, young, vibrant, and spiritually grounded. It's Empowerment Sunday, March 20th. Our special guest tonight, Miss Keela McCaskill. Sorry, messing it up. Miss McCaskill. Keela McCaskill, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm great, and how's everyone else doing?
We're doing well.
We're doing great.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
I thank all of you for the opportunity to join you.
No, absolutely. Keela. Keela is the executive assistant to one of the most powerful pastors of our time, Pastor Paula White. But she has a powerful testimony. Keela, I just wanted, one, thank you for joining us tonight. And Keela will be coming back in the future to talk about some other things that she has going on. She's also an entrepreneur, has a real positive, impactful nonprofit that she has in Tampa, Florida. But tonight we're talking about being young, vibrant, and spiritually grounded. Keela, why don't you talk about your spiritual walk and I'll share your testimony with the world. They're listening all over the world.
Well, from the aspect of testimony, I didn't always come up, well, I wasn't always a believer. It wasn't until about 21 years old that I actually had the opportunity to come into the knowledge of who he was. And it didn't come the traditional way where I was at a church because my upbringing was I went to church, but I didn't think that Christianity was real. And the reason I didn't think it was real because from a kid I was able to see the lives of my family members that were from a background of either AME or some other religion or, you know, Jehovah's Witness. Some of them were Catholic. It was a combination of everything. But I just didn't see what they talked about being measured in their lives. And as children, most of our lessons are caught by observation as opposed to being taught. So what I witnessed didn't line up with what they taught me in churches. So I, as I became an adult, 18, 19, I had made up mind that I would not be a Christian. If nothing else, I knew that I would not be a Christian. Well, around 21, I met some friends, and one of the individuals that actually had my attention was a very positive individual. But later on in our relationship, once it was developed, she shared with me that she was a Christian. So out of not knowing why she would want to be a Christian, I went to seek God. If you're real, you know, I didn't even know who I was talking to. But I just made in a blank room, I just made a conversation with the wall is who I thought I was talking to. But I said, I do think that there might be a God, maybe. But if you're real, then you'll change me. And if you change me, then I'll know that you're real. I don't want to be anything because of someone else, not because of my mom, though I love her, not because of my dad, though I love him, and not because of anybody in my family. I want you to change me. And if you change me, then I'll live for you for the rest of my life. And it didn't take 12 months to do that. So the transformation began, and I'm here today, 13 years later, a believer in the kingdom of God and excited about it.
Keela, prior to 21, would you say that, did you identify yourself strictly as a non-believer, or would you go as far as to say you were atheist, just didn't believe in God at all?
I would have to say maybe a junior atheist, if that's even a category.
Right.
Because I thought maybe it's a God, but I wasn't sure.
Right.
Is his name Muhammad? Is it Allah? I don't know. Everybody say they are acknowledging a God, but which one is the God? So I didn't know if it was real or not, because prior to 18, I thought Jehovah's Witness was real. But then I had an experience that taught me that may not be it either. So I would have to say a junior atheist if I can make that up.
Right, right. And I want to clarify this. God reveals himself to different people in different ways. Tonight's discussion has nothing to do with denominations, okay, because I'm affiliated with a non-denominational, you know, organization. Nevertheless, we're talking about being spiritually grounded. All right, not being judgmental in any way. We only do this to empower others, to let them know you're not alone People feel, think, and say some of the things you say, but we have a solution. Keela, you said he changed you. What was that climatical point when you said, God, you're real?
Well, the first thing that made me know that he was real was the interest began to change. I would go to the same places. It didn't happen instant, but I would say that the interest began to change, where I would go from, you know, I would go to the same places and do some of the same things, but the perspective while I was there was different. So maybe 6 months after I made that or I prayed that prayer, I went to a club in Tampa. And while I was in this place, it was very, very dark. But in the middle of this club, I'm thinking, it has to be more to life than this. Because I can almost predetermine what people were going to wear, what they were going to do, what they were going to say. It was the same old, same old, same old. And I didn't want to continue living this, so to speak, particular life. And I had a desire, or I thought, in the middle of that club, it has to be more to living than this. So after that, I think that was the last night I went somewhere, like, out to a natural, to a actual club setting. But I went there, and then that was the first thing that would go, because that was my entertainment every night of the week. But that began to drop. And then gradually, different things, the desires were different. I was looking more so for purposeful living as opposed to day by day. And that
there's that word again, purpose.
Yeah. Because when people have, the thing is that purpose is the key word here. Because it's like if you don't have a purpose, or if you don't even care what your purpose is, you are just living. Remember when I said, you know, I recognize that I'm not just a space, a human, you know, a body that's just here. I know I'm here for a reason. And it's not just to be pretty, or not just to have, you know, to have a sharp tongue, or, you know, or be able to put somebody in their place. No, it's to help people grow, and in my growing process, in our growing process, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we don't have a purpose. You really don't have a reason to be here. You don't have a reason to live.
What's your purpose, America? What's your purpose, world? It's Sunday, March 20th, 2011. It's 7:28 on the East Coast, 4:28 on the West Coast. We're hanging out with special guest Keela McCaskill, talking to you about how she came along. Folks, you got a story too. We're going to keep this conversation going. Want to go to the phones. But first, we got finance coming up in a little bit. All right? We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Like this,
oh girl, like this,
my heart, girl, I'm Tonight, I just wanted to give you a little information on some changes that are being made across the country as far as ATM fees are concerned. Right now, a lot of customers are used to free checking accounts and some ATM fees, but a lot of the ATM fees haven't been as expensive as they were in the past, but that's going to change. Right now, there are a few of the country's biggest banks testing $5 fees for customers and non-customers. So that just means if you are actually going to withdraw money from your account and say you are banking with Bank of America and you go to withdraw money from a Chase Mac machine, well, that's old school term. Now I'm dating myself, ATM machine. If you're not a Chase customer, then Chase is going to charge you $5 to withdraw as little as $20 of your own money. So if you think about it, not only will you be paying $5 to withdraw your money, but your bank will also hit you usually with a $2 or $3 fee for not using your own bank to withdraw your money. So, you know, here shortly coming up, you may pay anywhere from $6 to $8 to withdraw $20 of your own money. Some people need to be really, really mindful of this and careful of this because a lot of us, when we receive any type of information from our bank that's in fine print, those little leaflets and pamphlets that are mailed to us, we usually just take them and discard of them and throw them in the trash. But you guys really need to pay attention because a lot of these changes are happening across the board. Chase is actually testing it out, I believe, in Illinois and in Texas. And there's also some other banks that are checking out charging higher fees, banks like HSBC Bank, also PNC, which is really big up here in our area, Delaware area. So you guys just need to keep that in mind. Also, with those customers who are used to having no ATM fees because of the type of checking account that they have, a lot of people aren't being charged ATM fees because they may have a high performance of checking account. Now that's changing as well, regardless of what type of account that you may have with your bank, you're still going to be hit with those same high ATM fees that customers that may have this smart checking or online checking or some of the quote-unquote bottom-of-the-line checking accounts. So just a heads up, you guys need to be very careful of your ATM fees. Pay attention. Some banks are even starting to charge for point-of-sale
debit, you know, cash return when you're actually making a debit card purchase at the register and you ask for money back. So just be mindful when you start to receive any of those, any pamphlets and leaflets from your bank, make sure you actually take the time to read them, because if you don't, it can end up costing you a lot of money in the long run. So, again, just a heads up of the type of fees, some of the changes that are being made across the board from a lot of banks. ATM fees are going up to about $5 for some accounts and some banks. So just keep those things in mind.
Wow. Those fees do not seem legal. I know it is, but it seems like such a ripoff that it doesn't seem legal. My friends out there, keep your money in your pocket. Be smart about it. Apply these tips. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, with Toya.
Hey now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Pray for your direction. Please protect me through my day. And as I go throughout my day, I continue to talk to you for the steps I need to take. And when I lay my head to sleep at night,
I'm not afraid to
PM Hyman Radio Live. That was Variety Prayer. Thanks for joining us this evening. We have special guest Kayla McCaskill on the line. Again, thank you for joining us this evening. Kayla, question for you. For those people who may be struggling with belief, they may be non-believers, or maybe they've just gone through something that has turned them off completely and has changed their whole point of view as far as spirituality and religion is concerned, what type of advice would you give to a young person who's struggling with that?
Well, one of the things I know for many young people that I come in contact with is I share with them, again, my testimony. Because at the end of the day, we know that we all give an account individually for our own walk and the decisions that we've made in life. And one of the things that saddens me the most is when it's based on someone else's belief. So to be 100% certain as to what we should do, whether our spirituality and many of the other things that we do in life, I would often encourage them to seek his counsel. When I say seek his counsel, to some that may sound, you know, that's foreign. So I just ask them to do the same thing that I did, even though it doesn't make sense. Ask him if he's real to direct your path, or ask him, you know, sincerely when you desire to know, he will reveal it to you. He definitely will not withhold anything that's good for us from us. So if they are struggling with that and they really desire to know, there's nothing difficult about getting in a place that you can actually sit down and make your request known. So if it's, am I making the right decision to do, to become a whatever, is this the right decision to make? And if it is, can you show me a sign? If it is, can you help me understand it? You know what I mean? Just really having a real conversation with the real God that can actually respond as well. So that's pretty much what I would ask them to do or encourage them to do.
Good advice. Folks, it's 7:46. This is our special guest, Kayla McCaskill, tonight. The topic, young, vibrant, and spiritually grounded. It's Sunday, Empowerment Sunday, March 20th. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Area code 757. Last four digits, 4647. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The world is yours.
Yeah, what's going on, Tim? This is James. I'm calling from Virginia Beach this evening.
What's cracking, homie?
Hello, angels. How you doing, Toya? See a little Dee Dee.
Hey,
anyway.
Hey, how are you?
Well,
hi.
You know.
What's cracking?
You know, the topic tonight, you know, it's interesting because, you know, it comes up every day, you know, relationship with God and, you know, trying to figure out, you know, not exactly what's right, you know, as far as different religions, because I've been exposed to Christianity and the different forms of Christianity, Islam, and even chanted with some Buddhists on occasion, you know. And I see that everybody has a lot of commonalities overall, and I try to focus in more so on the commonalities versus the differences, because my personal relationship, I think I was able to get closer to God when I went on a trip to a lake house where we didn't have any cable or internet. The cell phone stopped working, and all of a sudden, we were totally in tune with just living life, you know, in nature and swimming and boating and fishing. And, you know, it started to occur to me that a lot of the confusion and misunderstanding that comes in our lives is because of actually a lot of the television and a lot of the things that we have to experience or that we include in our lives, but they're not really necessary for us to have a good life, you know, mm-hmm. such as, you know, a lot of different things that we see on television, the gossip that's going on, or, you know, these people died, these people killed each other, all of that. That weighs on your soul spiritually. And a lot of things that we get caught up in our thoughts that are really none of our business, you know, interferes with our relationship with God or making the right choice about what we need to do at a given point in time. Because there was a quote in the movie The Color Purple where Celia was asked, do you know what really makes God mad is when you don't take time to notice the color purple. Purpose that everyone is here for is not necessarily to get up and punch that clock every day. That's a necessary part of life because of this quote-unquote matrix that we're plugged into. It's really a distraction from what God really intends for us. I had come across a quote by George Washington Carver, you know, our agricultural chemist, you know, peanut butter man. And he said that nothing is more beautiful than the loveliness of the woods before sunrise. At no other time have I so sharp an understanding of what God means to do with me as in these hours of dawn. While other folks are asleep, I hear God best. I discover nothing in my laboratory. If I come here of myself, I am lost, but I can do all things through God. I'm God's servant, his agent, for here God and I are alone. I'm just the instrument through which he speaks, and I would be able to do more if I were able to stay closer in touch with him. With my prayers, I mix my labors, and sometimes God is pleased to bless the results. I indulge in very little lip service, but ask the great creator silently, daily and often many times a day, to permit me to speak to him through the three great kingdoms of the world which he has created, the animal, mineral, and vegetable kingdoms, to understand their relations to each other and our relations to them and to the great God who made all of us. I ask him daily and often momentarily to give me wisdom, understanding, and bodily strength to do his will. Hence, I am asking and receiving all the time. And that really made me think that's how you're supposed to live.
That's what it is. Hey, we're just a platform. This is your show. We do this for James out in Virginia Beach. We do this for you. Hey, it's 7:50. Young, vibrant, spiritually grounded. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Time to say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before we go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where our strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the sky. Only he can save my life, and only he can hear my cry. I wanna thank you, God, for giving me one more chance to raise my voice and to sing your praise. I sing it out loud. I sing it all day. This song is my prayer I give to only you. It can't compare to the gift from you. He gave us his love. He gave us his son.
Jesus.
Oh yeah. Some who don't believe. Sometimes it's very hard to see. Oh, we live this old life every day. Things don't go your way. But to be without is not his will. No, this cattle on a thousand hills, and they're all yours. Claim the meanest. Oh. Oh, no.
Talking about, you know, staying vibrant and young, but still being spiritually grounded, and that beautiful, heart-wrenching process of doing so. what do you think is your basis of staying grounded? I mean, like, you know, we can pray and so forth, but I mean, as far as like your daily, like, do you say like any affirmations to yourself before you know, when you get up in the morning, like, this is my first day, you know, going out into the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you say affirmations, or do you, like, say an afternoon prayer? Like, can you give us a couple of guidelines?
In the morning, I mean, I don't know if it's a daily affirmation. I do have a time of devotion. And the reason I do that isn't, and I know a lot of times it's seen as religious sometimes or spooky or whatever, but it's one of the things that I do oftentimes in the morning before I do anything else, because it helps me prepare for the day and whatever I may face. And a lot of times we would never leave our home with no clothing and go prepare, you know, go out in public with no clothing. So I believe that me spending time in the Word, reading whatever He lays on my heart or whatever I feel I should be reading for that morning, or just spending some time reading or praying or whatever I'm led to do when I wake up in the morning, I'm prepared to do that, because that's my clothing outside of clothing, if you know what I mean. That's my other clothing. It equips me for the day, and it helps to keep me grounded. And there's some days, you know, you miss it, but it helps to keep me grounded, because at the end, I don't want to derail my life by doing something foolish because I didn't prepare for my day, or because I didn't do it with, again, the purpose in mind. Because we make so many mistakes or decisions on a day-to-day basis being human, and that's part of the human element. But I want to do as much as I can to be as productive as I can, and I don't want to be the type of an individual, like as a child, I was able to see living that was contradicting what they said. So I make a conscious effort to attempt to live my life according to His Word, and that helps me to do so. Because I don't want for someone to see me living anything different, and I'm a contradiction to what I say I believe. And that is really what helps me remain grounded.
Right. I mean, yeah, I just find this, and it's funny that that our topic is this today, because I know that today I really was, my spirituality was, I think, threatened. You know how you have that level of peace that you've come to when you think you're good and you're grounded. And you're like, okay, I'm good. I got everything under control. And then it's just like, whoosh, you knocked off your feet. You're like, okay, I thought I had it. Right. You know what I'm saying? I thought I had it.
I'm still holding on, but I thought I had it all together. And
you know,
and it's a constant process. It's a constant battle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll share that you know, Keela and I actually, you know, participated in Transformation 2011 this past Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And for me, it was very refreshing. It was a total release for me, from Bishop Noel Jones to Bishop T.D. Jakes to Darlene Bishop to Vicky Winans to Clint Brown to Paula White. These, again, are generals in the body of Christ. What I've learned is we have got to move forth, accept the challenges of life, and not damn our crisis. My pastor is helping us to understand that tribulation and crisis really is a sign of growth. And as you grow, you're going to experience things that are going to test you, stretch you, impress you. Know that it's a sign that you're on the right track. Keela,
right.
I'm not trying to preach, right? But it will preach.
Right. I agree. And it happens. I mean, there's nowhere in Scripture that demonstrated or even alluded to a life without those blemishes. I mean, from the beginning to the end, it was, as Bishop Noel Jones said, it was messy. It seemed messy. I mean, he used, for instance, which one of us that are, you know, because we're Westerns, but which one of us could understand two women living literally in the same house with the same man? You know what I mean? But Rachel and Leah and her sister, had to deal with that. And they were in the same house, and it was acceptable. You know, in that time, it was acceptable. But it seems to be a little messy. You know what I mean? One brother made the other brother sell his birthright. David, in all his drama. Joseph, in all his drama. So throughout the Bible, we see the contradictions between faith and flesh. There are some times that we have some issues with how we walk. However, there is an expected end if we just stay the course in spite of all of that. I think we'll see how those things help to catapult us to another place, and we end up victorious and productive.
Absolutely. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, it's Empowerment Sunday, and we are simply trying to empower you. We'll be right back.
And I'll be satisfied.
Everybody is different, and sometimes I do forget that there are some people that don't believe in God at all. You know, I forgot they like the Bill Maher show, you know. And you look at the level of success that he's attained, or, you know, as far as financially, has his own show. And throughout the entire
smart.
Process, yeah.
He's a good businessman.
Yeah, believe in God, you know. That's his preference. That's his choice. And maybe somehow
absolutely.
you know, we, even though we don't understand, increases his relationship with God. And who says because he has all of this money and this show and everything that he's ultimately happy?
He doesn't believe God.
Right.
Right.
But who said? But who says overall that he's really okay? You know,
right.
I mean,
we don't know his walk.
We don't know
right,
him.
We just
see what we see on television. You know,
well,
what
absolutely.
He presents to us. And like I said, that tends to be the matrix in itself. A lot of people are used to just believing and accepting what they see on television, and that's everything on television. Like we know, is not good. You know,
right.
So I said, for me, in order to understand God and life and creation better, you have to withdraw from society and a lot of these different things for a while and talk to yourself, work on yourself, look at the person in the mirror. Like when CeeLo was asking, you know, in the morning, you know, some people get up in the morning when they're in the mirror after they brush their teeth or maybe before they brush their teeth, they say, that's the man right there. I'm what's up, I'm what's happening, I'm doing it big, that's what's up, let's go get it. You know what
right.
I mean? And that's what it is that it takes to get you motivated and out the door and feeling good, and that's what it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Take time to find that thing, you know,
right.
that motivates you. It's an individual thing, you know. It's not going to be exactly the same for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I can't knock an individual for whatever it is that makes them do the right thing, you know.
Right.
Like we said, even though the man claims to be an atheist, who says that things that he goes about in his day are not spiritual or not approved by God?
That's right.
Anyway, even though he knows, you know, Bill, and which of us knows what we're doing? You know, we just, all we can do is try to do what's right. You know, like we started off in the Old Testament, there were like 10 commandments, and I took time to go around. I would ask people, okay, so what is the first of the 10 commandments? And a lot of times you would get thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, and a whole lot of other things. But the first commandment of those 10 commandments is thou shalt have no other God before me. I'm the God of Israel. I'm a jealous God, you know, no false idols, you know, all of that type of thing. So most importantly, by the time we came through to Jesus, broke it down to two simple commandments for everybody. Have no other God before the one true God, and treat people the way you would like to be treated. Now, to me, that sounds pretty fair. You know, acknowledge the one creator, because we know there's something, some force or some energy that's responsible for the creation of everything. You know, the story in the Bible is a little different from the story in the Quran, but it's similar. You know, some say the creation happened in darkness. Some say creation happened in light. You know, either or, we can just accept, because we're here, that we had to be created. You know, and there's something more than your mother and your father that's responsible for the creation of the sun and the earth and the universe together. So
no doubt.
If we can all just accept that much, moving on to the next one. Treating people the way you want to be treated. It's not that in a situation you say, well, he treated me unfairly, so I'm going to treat him unfairly. What it
right.
is someone has to be the big enough person to break the cycle of negativity and consistently treat people the way they would like to be treated in a situation. Start with yourself first. You can't look outside and say, that's how they did and that's what he did, and that, so I'm going to do it that way, because you're not being true to yourself. Truth
well,
is.
Well, you're not being true to God. You're not being true to God. Hey, James, stand by for me. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. The topic tonight is a good one because it's stimulating and it's bringing forth, like, realness, right? We quoting the Bible and everything. Wow. Young, vibrant, and spiritually grounded. We got our special guest, Keela McAllister. She's been hanging out with us. And Keela, I don't want to take up any more of your precious time, but I do want to say thank you very much. You can come back anytime. And I do want you to, before you get out of here, let the people know the aid that you provide. I think you provide an outstanding service, and I want you to come back so we can talk about the aid in more detail. But do you mind sharing?
Again, thank all of you for the opportunity to be with you tonight. I think it's an excellent show.
that does deal with the realness of whether of spirituality as an individual for anyone that desires to be purposeful in their lives. He has a plan and expected end for each of us, so to seek him for that is excellent. The services that's offered to anyone in need of it is assistance with obtaining an affordable mortgage payment. We've watched millions of Americans, friends, family, church members, et cetera, and even some of ourselves face the devastation of foreclosure. And it's unfortunate because most of the lenders that I've dealt with over the past 13 years I've been dealing with in banking, and in the last 3 years, developing an aggressive means to assist the homeowners is almost, it's impossible. We've hired manpower, we've hired staff, the different staffing agencies, professionals, et cetera, to assist in facilitating an opportunity to help borrowers obtain affordable payments, but it's still unsuccessful. So outside of that, I built a nonprofit organization to assist people with accomplishing that, because there's so many difficulties associated with obtaining the modification once you get through the circle of calling your lender, sending documents to your lender. It's extremely difficult. So we are here to assist the individuals in achieving that. So community housing assistance services exist for that reason. We provide workshops, educational resources, and hands-on assistance with obtaining a modification.
Tilo, we want you to come back and talk about that in more detail. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for sharing your testimony. Three concepts, more so words, though. And I'm even going to say three personal attributes that someone really should focus on when they're trying to grow in their spirituality. And let me give you an example. For me, when I think of, three, I think of organization, discipline, and, communication attributes, characteristics that I really got to focus on that I know can kind of go to the left or to the right. Some people might say business attributes, but what three things should someone who's really trying to grow in their spirituality focus on? Their spirituality, excuse me, focus on?
I believe that they said characteristics or three things that they should focus on in developing their spirituality. And one of them would be a desire to be purposeful or to have purpose, to be determined, and to be authentic.
Awesome. Keila, anything else you want to share with the world, or with the angels? Before we get out of here, angels, do we have any questions that we have may have for Keila?
Well, actually, she's going to have to come back on soon because I have some questions for the mortgage. the mortgage
okay. We can get you all connected off the air ASAP.
Okay, yeah. But
absolutely.
I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you very much for sharing your personal outlook on spirituality and you helped a lot of people that you probably don't even know that you helped. You've even helped some of us on the show. Quiet as
yeah.
No.
That's what's good.
You. Exactly, it is. It's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you all again for the opportunity to be present with you on the air. And the only thing I could say is that I just hope that as a result of a desire to develop spirituality or to speak it or to find out whatever the quest is, there are a lot of people, day by day, we see at work or wherever we may be in the day, our lives, many lives are filled with chaos. There's disappointment. There's so much uncertainty, looking for more than what they're experiencing today or hope that there's a difference that will come one day. And as they do their best to live what they're calling life,
I'm convinced that after studying his word and just witnessing that for my own life and then seeing so many other people face it, that people are seeking direction and reaching their full potential in him or just reaching their full potential in life. And there's a huge difference in just living and experiencing life. To me, living by definition is experiencing or the experience of being alive or a course of existence. It's active, it's alive, it's real. And life, by definition, is a motive for living, which is a difference. I want to have a motive for living, and I believe people do, too. I don't think anybody want to live some 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years and never really know genuinely why God brought them here, why he allowed them to make it, why did they exist, what is their contribution in the earth. And so my last thing to say is that to seek it, to find out what it is, why he created you. What is it that he desires for you to do while you're here? And do that with all diligence, with bulldog tenacity. And that's it. That's all I have.
Absolutely. Hey, Keela, give us an email address, a website address, anybody who's been encouraged, anybody who's interested, wanting to just reach out, maybe just to say thank you. Email and website.
The website is chasonline.org. That's C as in Charlie, chasonline.org. And that email is kella@communityhousingassistanceservices.org.
And for those who did not have a pen or a pencil, one more time.
It's kella@communityhousingassistanceservices.org.
And the website.
And the website is chasonline.org.
Keela McCaskill, excuse me. Keela McCaskill. I don't know why I want to call you McCaskill. McCaskill, I don't know why. Keela McCaskill. Do not get her confused with McCaskill. Hey, we appreciate you tonight. We're going to have you back on real soon. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's a 821 Tampa, Florida, Hack Media Studios. We'll be right back.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
WHACTM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight's topic, this Empowerment Sunday, young, vibrant, and spiritually grounded. Special thanks to our special guest, Keela McCaskill, not to be confused with whatever I said.
Yeah.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, thanks for riding with us tonight. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up. CeeLo.
Well, good afternoon in the morning time on this fine Sunday, March 20th. Your entertainment and national news. I want to start with Libya. We're in the second day of Allied airstrikes on Libya, and there's been reported that some severe damage has happened to Gaddafi's camp. So hopefully, like, you know, this doesn't go on too much longer. You know, hopefully this doesn't get dragged out. And I'll keep everybody, you know, abreast of the situation. But, you know, I just want to let you know that, like, so we're in day two of airstrikes. So hopefully this doesn't turn into a war. Still on the other side of the world, it's a little sunshine. Japan, with the natural disasters and bodies washing up, you know, in the aftermath, it brings me some joy to report that two survivors have been found under the rubble of their home after 9 days of being trapped. So there is some hope out there, you know, for families who are, you know, still haven't been able to get in contact with family members. And so we send our condolences and to you. Also in Tokyo, in Japan, Tokyo, Japan, milk and vegetables produced near the nuclear plant, the government has banned sales of those articles, like raw milk and spinach, to be exact. A reporting consultant stated that there was no immediate risk, there's no immediate risk of health effects, short or long term. But, you know, they did find high levels of radiation, you know, on the spinach. Now, back in the United States, in Utah, now I have heard of a state flag, state tree, you know, even a state song, but a state, official state gun, an official state gun, a Browning M1911, it's an 8-round pistol. Utah has made that its state gun. It's the first state in the nation to do it, and critics are saying that it's bad timing, you know, because of, you know, the Arizona shooting, and that they think they're condoning violence. But, you know, the people of that voted this in Utah, they're saying that, you know, it's just they're honoring the weapon they're not honoring the weapon, but the maker and the contributions made to the state thereafter by this gentleman. And this is the 100th anniversary that the U.S. military has been using this pistol, so for it to become a state weapon. We'll see how that goes over with the other 49 states.
And that was the state of Utah?
That is the state of Utah, the one and only. Yeah.
Okay.
And last but not least, this is just some entertainment news for one of my favorite guys, 50 Cent. He's going to be starring in a new crime drama called Freelancers, and it's going to be directed by Jesse Torero, who also directed Soul Plane in the video Candy Shop. So I'm looking forward to that drama. It's called Freelancers, and once I get, you know, like a pilot date, you know, I'll let everybody know about that. And also, I just want to let you guys know that 50 also just got his production company off the ground, Cheetah Vision Films, and he just signed a $200 million 10-picture deal with Lionsgate. So I know we're looking to get in some of those movies right there. But that's all I have for you guys for today for Entertainment and National News. Thank you very much. Be blessed.
All the way
live
from Charlotte. North
All
Carolina.
Day, every day.
Madam CeeLo.
Thank you.
Oh.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this evening. That was a throwback from Drew Hill. Tell me. It's about 8:36. We don't have too much time left in the program. If you're just joining us, you missed our special guest, Keila McCaskill. Great guest. She shared her personal testimony with us about her spiritual journey. Gave us a lot of tips for those people who may be lost or questioning their spirituality. Also had James from Virginia Beach touch base with us. He dropped a few jewels on us as well.
You know, we had a lot of good input this evening. I think the one thing that Kayla, and I believe James also touched on that were really good points is you need to not so much seek counsel from people all the time, but you need to ask the Creator, you need to ask God to direct you when it comes to your spirituality and, you know, what you're going through, any type of personal struggle. So, you know, I think that some of the things you share with us, the personal things, even that James shared with us, excellent tips, pointers.
James is still hanging out with us.
James is still online.
James live from Virginia Beach. He's still with us. I think he's still with us. Maybe not. CeeLo.
Yes, sir.
You spoke of being challenged earlier. You said you thought your spirituality was being questioned earlier.
Yes.
You want to elaborate?
Well, it's not. It's my internal spirituality, not just like someone, you know, saying, you know, I don't believe you're spiritual or anything like that. Like, you know.
Oh, an aha moment.
But more so on the right of, I know where I'm at or where I thought I was, you know, and then to be so quickly snatched out of that, it's like being so quickly snatched off that square.
Right.
And it resulting back to anger. And, you know, it's just like, yeah, it's a process. It's hellacious.
Yeah, no, it is a process. And again, hey, I think the Bible refers to it as tribulation. You know what I mean? Tribulation. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it seems, you know, like hellfire and damnation. But at the end of the day, I think it's like pressing, stretching, you know, pushing. Nobody likes to be pushed. Nobody likes to be pulled. As a matter of fact, you'll be ready to fight. You know,
right.
Somebody push you too hard or pull you too hard, you know, or, I mean, we don't like that. And guess what? Because it feels uncomfortable. It's a process we're not used to.
Right.
It is a process. You know, again,
right.
In order to grow, you have to come outside of your comfort zone. And James earlier, you know, he was going down a path that, you know, I think we need to ask ourselves, why don't we hear about the Ten Commandments anymore? When we were coming up, we heard about the Ten Commandments. If you think about sitting in church over the last 5 years, maybe even 10 years, how many times have you heard preached the Ten Commandments or anything specific to the Ten Commandments? And then let's ask the question why. Who can answer that question? How many times have you heard a message that talked about the Ten Commandments over the past 5 to 10 years?
Specifically
the
Ten Commandments or
specifically
commandments?
Specifically the Ten Commandments, the passage in the Bible. Many passages are preached consistently. Any part of anything that deals with the commandments and holiness. How many messages have you heard?
No adultery, you know.
I've heard a couple, to be honest with you.
Okay. So two over the past 10 years?
I hear it every Mother's Day, every Father's Day, the one specifically about honor thy mother and thy father. I'm going to tell you, that's the ones I hear the most. So over the past 10 years, every Mother's Day, every Father's Day, honor thy mother, honor thy father. So, yeah. That's what I've heard. Out of the 10, I've heard that one the most.
Okay. And you hear it once a year.
Love thy neighbor.
You hear one commandment. One commandment once a year.
Love thy neighbor. Don't forget that one. I apologize. Love thy neighbor.
Okay, so two.
Oh,
yeah.
2 out of 10.
Okay. Look, I'm not being critical, right? I'm just trying to drive a point. James actually was speaking of the commandments
and
following the commandments. James just came on and said, yeah, I'm back. stand by. he was referring to following the law, following commandments. And at the end of the day, we don't really want to follow the law. We want to rely on grace and mercy. And until we accept the reality that the decisions that we make make a difference, the people we associate with ourselves make a difference. You know, you can't, you know, do certain things because at the end of the day, it'll cause you to have lack for like 7 days plus if you really understand the principles of the law. I mean, we just want to operate in grace and mercy. We got to do better, live better, act better, make better decisions, stop growing. And I mean, you know, to the east and to the west versus north and the south. We got to stop being so glutton for things that we don't need, you know, and focus on, you know, the things that are necessary, you know. I'm going to get off that soapbox. But, folks, at the end of the day, I'm talking about law and accountability. You can't continue to want people to pray you into good health, or you keep paying $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, $100, $2,000 standing in a prayer line, and then you go back and you're wondering why God didn't move. It's because faith without work is nothing. You got to do something. We have some accountability. You got to follow the law and the principles of God, going back to the commandments and holiness. And we got to apply some basic principles in our households. We've lost it. The values and the morals, they're like gone. We talk about it all the time on this show in some way, shape, or form. But the question is, what's the solution? How do we change? How do we become transformed? How do we not be conformed by the things around us, yet be transformed? There has to be a renewing. A renewing, right, Ms. Willingham? A renewing. Mrs. Willingham.
A renewing of the mind, yes.
A renewing.
Yes. Definitely a renewing, because there's no way you can keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect change. That's insanity. Craziness.
Exactly.
Renewing of the mind.
And I think we have a caller on the line.
We do. Caller, introduce yourself. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The world is yours.
This is CeeLo's mom.
Hey, CeeLo's mom. What's cracking? Talk to us.
Hello. I just want to address the Ten Commandments. Now, I am from Europe, and the beliefs, of course, are a little bit different, or the way church is taught overseas. Now, I do remember.
How so? What's the difference?
The Ten Commandments are addressed on a regular basis as
should
values
be.
To be followed.
Should be. Absolutely.
Because the reasoning behind it is that Jesus followed the Ten Commandments. So why
Absolutely.
Should not we?
Hey, because you sound very knowledgeable, right, and it's just a way of life for you, can you answer, do Europeans follow the Torah or any concept of the Torah?
No, only if we are Jewish, if they are Jewish. Now, we believe in, you know, we use the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. But the New Testament, in basically in rules and when it comes to values, follows the Old Testament to the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Because the reasoning, you know, when Jesus went to the temple and prayed, okay, he followed the commandment. For instance, you know, I want to tell you this, you know, and I know it's in the Christian world and people are going to, you know, talk about it, but, you know, there's one in there, it's also in Mark, in the New Testament. Thou should keep the Sabbath holy. The Sabbath is the Saturday, not the Sunday, if you really want to follow the Bible.
It's from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday, right?
Yes, it is.
That's right.
And that is
okay.
if somebody wants to truly follow the Bible, okay?
That's right. That's right.
Sunday is the first day of the week.
That's true.
Okay.
CeeLo's mom, stand by for me. Sister, stand by. Don't go anywhere. Area code 757-3083. The world is yours. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? This Flames.
Flames, what's cracking?
Man, I ain't talking about nothing, man. Just checking out the show tonight.
Hey, man, young, vibrant, and spiritually grounded. Do you consider yourself religious, spiritual, or atheist?
I guess a little bit of all of them.
Wow. Explain that. That's confusing.
It can be confusing, but I really lean more towards being spiritual, I guess you could say. You know, I really, really, I'm a Christian, God-fearing man, you know, and I do believe in the spirit, you know. So I guess I'm leaning more towards spiritual, but there's a little bit of that in anybody who reads the Bible, anybody who reads the Quran, because you're placing, it's all a belief. You're all putting your faith in something else. So it's always kind of, you know, it's a little bit of all three. It's how I see it. It's a little bit of all three. It, whoever you are and whatever you believe in, because you base your belief off something that, you know what I mean, that's from the past, that we all believe is from the past anyways, but who's to say that this stuff really even happened anyways? You know, that's all hypothetical, but, you know, you place your belief in it. You know what I mean? And your faith and spirituality, whatever, however you want to say you are, religious or whatever, you're placing it all on belief that you believe in it. You put your faith.
Well, it's faith. It's all about faith.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit of all three. When whoever chooses one, you still leaning on the other one if you choose that one.
Well, when you have faith, you're not leaning, or you shouldn't be leaning on anything but one. And that's him, the Father, that's God. That's the whole purpose of faith. So if you're leaning on anything other than God when you're applying faith, then you're really not applying faith. That's my belief anyway. And again, that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I can agree with that.
Hey, folks, we're coming at you a little late because the conversation's been great. Hey, Flames, stand by. Hey, everybody who's called in tonight, we appreciate the love. Hey, coming to us live from Chesapeake, VA, with health and wellness. Oh, man.
It treats problems that may cause you to lose energy.
So for those of us who may go to that weight loss clinic or somewhere to get that vitamin B12 shot and say, oh, it's not working, it's not just an energy source. It also helps to fight anything that may be taking your energy away. Other things, folic acid. We all heard of folic acid. A lot of us did not know that folic acid as well is a B vitamin, and it does help in forming healthier red blood cells, which you need, which is essential for energy. Vitamin C helps detoxify the body. When you have less toxins in your body, you have less stuff weighing you down, which means the things that you put inside you that are good for you will get to your cells a lot faster, get to your organs, get to your muscles and things of that nature a lot faster when you're not so toxic. Vitamin E supports your immune system as well, and again, we all know we need that immune system to help fight off anything that may be trying to get at us. Minerals that are good for energy include your calcium, which is, improves your sleep pattern as well as, of course, helps our bones, but it improves your sleep pattern, which everyone knows the more sleep you get, the more energized you are the next day. Well, at least that's the story that they're sticking to. Iron helps relieve tiredness caused by any red blood cell deficiency. I do know that iron for some may cause a constipation type problem. However, it is a necessity that we need in our bodies. Magnesium reduces weakness and fatigue. Selenium is a key antioxidant, and that's basically an antioxidant is a fighter of any kind of oxidant or anything in your body that are trying to kill your blood cells off. Zinc also detoxifies your body as well. And here's also a couple food choices that you can use in conjunction with your vitamins and supplements. Fresh fruit, greens and leafy vegetables, whole grains, tuna, chicken, your lentils, which are your beans, and nuts and seeds. So these are things that we can use, we can incorporate into our daily regimen for exercise or fitness and eating healthy so that we can continue on with present end to meeting our goal for 2011. We definitely need that energy, and here are different ways that you can get that and meet your goal for 2011 and stay energized and fit. And I just wanted to bring that information to you and again say thank you so much for all your presence. I'm so happy to be home.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee, a certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back? Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Where I am, 855 in New York City, coming to you live from Hack Media Studios, Tampa, Florida. Thanks for riding with us. Hey, James, thanks for riding with us. CeeLo's mom, hey, thanks for riding with us. Y'all got any last-minute comments or shout-outs?
Keep the faith.
Absolutely. Thank you. You keep the faith as well.
In the name of Jesus.
Hey, Yeshua HaMashiach. James, All right, Angels. Last minute comments. Hey, James, we appreciate you out there. Vibe Beach, VA.
I'll say take it one day at a time. Take deep breaths and ask for serenity, courage, and wisdom.
No
and
doubt.
Patience. Yes, and don't drink.
No doubt.
To deal with
it. I want
to
say this real quick. I didn't get an opportunity, and maybe I'll elaborate more tomorrow, but just for those, you said Christians or spiritual, religious, or atheists, there are, I just want to let you know, there is a thing about being grounded and centered in different professions that are out there in the world that we didn't get a chance to touch on. We stayed a little bit more on the church side or spiritual side so much, but I just wanted for those who are in, like, the massage profession like myself, remember, stay grounded. Transfer is for real. Your energy can't transfer to someone else. So make sure you are grounded.
Absolutely. Newark, Delaware. Toya, closing it out for us tonight.
Just be blessed.
Just be blessed. There it is. Good night.
Live, CM, CM, Hyman, live, CM, CM, Hyman, live, talk radio show. CM, CM, Hyman.